Welcome to season 3.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out anyway,
fella. Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. We're recording. Happy Thursday.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leon. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How's your week been?
Hang on.
Right, here we go.
Let's go professional. This is season 3, episode 22. Yep, something like that. That's a lot of episodes, isn't it? Welcome. This is the Dad Tales podcast. I'm Andy, and this guy over there is Leon. We're parents to 5 children between us, but we're not a couple. We're here to give our take on all things parenting from a father's point of view. We're operating on an 80-20 split of poor and priceless advice. We're here to offer our views on your problems, challenges, or troubles. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast fulfillment.
Mic drop. Boom. Welcome.
Admin done.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Apparently all the good podcasts keep saying, you know, like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe then.
I think we said it once.
Right, beginning.
Episode 2. Forgot to say on episode 1.
Yeah, anyway. how's your week been, fella?
It's been all right. How's your week been?
No, I started reading it. Come on.
It's, I've had a pretty steady week. I've had quite a nice weekend.
You're good.
Just chilling out. Me and Andy have just spent some dad-daughter time together.
Dad-daughter time?
Dad-daughter time, yeah. So we went, did a bit of shopping on Saturday. She wants a pet.
Ooh.
So we're looking at...
Snake.
She's definitely looking at a snake.
Tarantula.
I'd rather have a tarantula than a snake, yeah.
Gecko? Lizard?
I don't trust anything that stays still for too long. And that can lick like that. They've got some special powers to be licking like that.
Having a pet's tricky. Dog?
Yeah, you say that. I'd love a dog, but I can't commit to a dog.
No, well, that's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Getting a pet is very tricky. Dogs, a lot of work that goes into it. You need to walk in twice a day, minimum.
Yeah, depending on what kind of dog you get. But yeah. I know what you mean. You want a dog. If you're buying a dog, you want a dog that you can do that.
You don't want to stick in your handbag, do you?
Absolutely not. You know my thoughts on dog handbags.
And then cats are very people are people. They're like
people are people.
People are people. Like my mum's got cats and stuff. So I've nothing against cats, but there's no emotion there.
Like they're quite loving though, aren't they?
I'd rather scratch my eyes out. But I'm allergic. I think they might know that.
They know.
I walk in. They go, here he is. Yeah, yeah. Rubbing against me like, get away.
Pussy all over your face.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
Your mum's.
What a ruiner. What a ruiner.
Downhill from here on in.
God damn it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so we went to see about a fish, but I don't think you can buy a fish now without a proper tank.
Without a license.
Yeah.
Can I see a fish license, please? Without a proper tank?
What? I think you have to have a proper...
Like, wait, someone come around knocking a dog out like machine. You can. Because surely you walk out shopping in a bag, don't you? Because you said, I've got all the kit at home. They're all brown bread at the moment. I need to buy some more fish. What are you going to do?
Oh, there's only really goldfish that can survive in like normal water, isn't there? The other ones have to have like oxygenated.
I don't know.
Because if you're just going to get it home, they're going to die. It's pointless, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm getting that. Do you know what I mean? But surely you can have normal fish, can't you? Isn't
there? Like not... a goldfish, but there was no goldfish there. We got a shabumpkin last time.
A shabumpkin?
Yeah.
Right, can they survive in normal water?
Type of fish. Yeah, like it's a type of goldfish. Wait for the fair to come now. They'll have one up there.
Yeah.
So I think we might have settled on an hamster.
Ooh.
So... I've said if I can get, I've been doing a bit of decorating, so if I can get this decorating done, we might go get an hamster next week.
Nice.
And Andy's so confident on going, yeah, I'll look after it, I'll stroke it. I know full well there's not a chance on earth she's putting her hand in that cage.
Yeah.
She won't clean it out.
I haven't got I don't know if I had gerbils or hamster. I had one of the two. And you have to, you know, interact with it all the time. Or it gets like really like vicious and it'll bite you. Yeah. So like mine was really good. I could get it out and I could hold it and then I put it in like his little ball and it'd run around his ball and I'd pick it up and it was quite good for holding. If I put it in my hands, it wouldn't like jump out of my hands and run off and go crazy. It actually stayed in my hands sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking. Then there was some reason I went a good few weeks without, you know, handling it and it got really scatty. And after it got scatty, you put your hand in, it's like... And bite it, and you're like, what's happened to you?
That's a bad impression.
And then it got to the point where it kept biting me, so then I was knocking out as often.
Yeah, because it hurts as well.
Oh, proper hurts. Blood, like yeah. Draw blood. So then, like I said, then he didn't get neglected, but he got like, because he won't get the attention he deserved, because the one, he started biting and stuff, it got worse, to a point where I just like, I remember one time, I got like sort of scoop it, so I scoop it out and throw it into the ball, so then he's in the ball.
Kick it right.
Yeah, and then like, remember, I was cleaning his cage out, and that was like the ritual that came along. Once a week, I'm like,
because they say to start with, you have to put your hand in the cage just so it can kind of smell you.
Ah, right.
And then obviously, if it looks like it's biting, move it out. But that's the idea, that it gets used to you. And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mine went nuts, though.
Yeah. So that's a possibility. And then
did you have to have friends, though, now?
No. So the Russian hamsters are the really small ones, and you have to buy them in pairs.
Right.
And I think we've had them before. And I think when one dies, the other eats it.
Oh,
at least you only have to dispose of one.
That's a bit.
But the other ones, the Syrian hamster, I think they're called, you only buy them in individuals.
Single scrap. And
yeah, they only like to be on their own. But I was talking to...
So you're selling them.
Yeah, I was talking to Corky the other week. Corky's got a lot of pets, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, he's got everything. And he was saying the best pet he's got is a rat.
A rat?
A rat. And he says, do you know why? He says, because if you get a bit tight towards the end of the month, you can literally feed it anything. Here's an old shoe and it'll just chew it.
He's got a proper genuine rat, like Splinter. Rat. From
Proper
good
ninja.
Old rat.
Yeah. It's the long tails that do it for me.
Yeah.
They've also got one of them cats that have got no hair.
Have they?
Yeah.
See, they're one of the things with everyone on cats I'd like to just touch an old and go, wow, you're weird. Do you know what I mean? Like
an old man's ball.
Oh, no, I don't want to touch that. But like, how strange does that feel to hold on to that cat?
Like an old man's
mouth. When did you touch an old man's mouth back? Like, do you know what it feels like? But yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I find them fascinating, them ones.
I think that.
What about a bird?
I'm pretty certain. I mean, I might need to check this with my mum, but I'm pretty certain I used to have a bird as a kid. And I seem to remember, like, you have to kind of let it. I seem to remember me, my brother, and my sister getting it out one day and thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to get this back in the cage.
Nice.
But birds are designed to fly around. I think if you've got them in a little cage, it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, but like, say you let it out, which makes your windows shut.
I'm babbed shit all over.
No, I don't think they're that bad. I don't think that I'm never going to do it on my talking about. There's nothing you can domesticate one, is there? Like, this is where you poo. No. Get back in, naughty boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A bird in a cage seems really harsh. Like when you go to
what about a rabbit done? A rabbit or a gerbil? None of them see marsh in a cage.
No.
A fish in a tank when it belongs in the
that's fine.
Body of water.
They don't remember anything though, do they?
How do you know the bird does?
I don't know, just in my mind. And then Sunday, me and Andy went on a dinner date.
Oh, very nice.
Went out for dinner. That was quite nice.
Where'd you go?
We just went to Vikings.
Oh, nice.
We did a walk around in sunshine. Yeah. Had some tweet and then walk back.
Fantastic.
And I've just been doing a bit of decorating. How's your week been? Top that. Can it be better than mine? I hope it is.
No, I haven't really had much happening, really. Cricket Friday night. Played at home this weekend, which was good. Saturday, I had a night off on the booze.
A night off the booze?
Yeah.
I had a bad night Saturday.
Did you? Why? What did you do? At home?
Yeah. So, riding solo. Four cans of cider. One bottle of cider, one bottle of wine, gets to about 11:30, still a bit thirsty. So I legged it to the shop before it shut for another bottle of wine.
Jeez.
But I felt that on Sunday.
I made it.
And the sun, not a good place to be, is it? Yeah. I think that's maybe why we had dinner out.
try and recover.
Because I'd come up to cook anything.
Nice.
Sorry, I've just interrupted you.
Do you apologise?
Night off of the beer.
Yeah. Only because I knew I was going to be drinking on Sunday.
Oh, right.
Barbecue. But I'm now ramping down to only drinking one day a week. So depending on what's going on that weekend, I need to box clever to what night I'm going to be drinking.
Right. So if you've got nothing on the weekend, can you just do a Tuesday night?
If I really want to, but I'm not going to. I'll still keep my weekend. But I need to box clever on what I'm doing, depending on what night I'm going to be drinking.
So, good work.
Yeah, I had to go for... I had some blood tests, because I was on medication for smells. Went for some blood test. I got told off.
Did you?
Yeah, proper told off. My cholesterol was too high. But what did help though was I had the blood test done on a Monday morning.
Here come the excuse.
Yeah, no. The blood test done on the Monday morning. I've been on a weekend bender, so I drank like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I proper like drank all the way through. One of them was running to General Headman to cricket, and I was drinking all day and eating crap all day.
Yeah, but this is a normal weekend.
What?
This is a normal weekend. If you'd got up any other Monday morning, you'd have gone, yeah, I've had a drink Friday, I've had a drink Saturday. I probably had some drinks on Sunday as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying anything, but I'd had a proper decent weekend of
doing. Like most weekends.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I got told off. So, bad boy and need to sort it out. So, I'm see if I can change it. I had a salad for tea tonight. That's how crazy I'm trying to sort things out. A salad? Fine.
Cholesterol's high. What can I do?
A salad.
Hey, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
So.
Salad and no beer.
Well, not no beer, just calm the beer down.
Oh, but one day a week.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to have drunk nuts. You've got absolutely barmy. But yeah, so that's been my weekend. It was good. I enjoyed, like I said, barbecue, that was nice.
Good. How are friends?
Yes. Yeah.
It's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely weather as well.
Yeah, it helps that we sort of invited ourselves somehow. Oh, I was on, so on Friday night, we were down at the cricket club. I was drinking. But because I've only just started my.
Did you say to somebody, hey, you've got a barbecue?
Oh, no, what happened?
Weather's going to be lovely Sunday.
So there was all talking about, do you know, how nice weather's going to be, sort of thing. And we was like, oh, yeah, we ain't got a gardener, so we're like, do you know, we're snooking. So for us, we're going to have to go out or whatever. And then something else came up, and then someone said a barbecue. And I was like, oh, yeah, but really good to have barbecue, isn't it?
I'm so hungry.
We'll do it. We'll be there. Don't worry. No worries. I ain't no cooking though. I'm best on the barbecue cooking away.
I think that's acceptable if you invite yourself to somebody's house.
Yeah, I don't think I invited myself, but I wasn't.
I've seen you drunk. You invite yourself places you shouldn't be before.
But I was to the point where I was there was no hesitation. I was like, yep, we're coming. So we need to bring her over there. So, but yeah, it was good.
Good work.
Yeah.
Good work. Free feed.
Well, we took some stuff as well. Do you know what I mean? So it won't, yeah, but. It was free feed because I ate more than I'd brought. Quantity-wise.
Gosh,
I did.
Positive equity. Nice work. Shall we move on to this week's topic?
Let's do it.
So we're talking all things Father's Day. It's Father's Day here in the UK this weekend.
It is.
So we're going to talk Father's Day because we are farters.
Yeah.
Farters, aren't we?
Yeah.
Big
massive farters.
Have you got any plans?
So we're playing cricket. I say we're playing. The kids are playing cricket in a tournament. So she's at work, so it'll be up, out for cricket, and off we go.
What's the difference? And I think I know what you're going to say. The answer to this is between Father's Day and Mother's Day for you.
Here you go, Leon, tee yourself up. Take that one.
You're
trying to get me in trouble, you kid. How can I get Leon to get a divorce? I know.
I think this is how most dads would see.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say the word?
No, so when it's... No, because, yeah. So when it's Father's Day, most dads spend time with the kids and they go out and do things. And when it's Mother's Day, most of the time, dad spends time with the kids and takes the kids out so someone can have a rest. That's normally the cliche that people perceive. My wife won't say it that way.
They get breakfast in bed and everything.
I get breakfast in bed.
Oh, dear.
I might not this weekend because she's at work. I might do, I might not. It depends. Depends if she gets up in time or not. But I'm not expecting breakfast in bed either. Not on Father's Day. This is one of those things where, without being a douche, I get why we have Mother's Day. All that effort. Carrying the child for 9 months is painful. Why do we get a celebration?
I think when you look at the bigger picture, there's probably some fathers that are playing the mother's role as well.
Oh, well done, mate. I like that.
I think they probably deserve it.
Yeah, they do.
Is it just me and you that don't?
Yeah.
We're going, yeah, you do everything around here.
Yeah.
What do I do?
I wipe the odd snotty nose.
And that's your own.
Diffuse the odd tear up between Ava and Amy.
Yeah. So I think, yeah.
Thanks for but I don't mind it. Do you know, as stupid as that is, like, that's the cliche, and people say that cliche morning, don't they? Oh, when it's Father's Day, I spend time with the kids. When it's Mother's Day, I end up with the kids. I don't mind that. No, I ain't got a problem with that.
No, I think that's what weekends are for as well. I think for us that were during the week, I think. It's sometimes just nice to... An excuse is nice to spend time together.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And then he goes to work.
Yeah.
I've got the kids this weekend, so I'm going to...
Has it fallen that way around, or have you swapped?
Yeah, no, so it's fallen on my weekend to have them, nice. So...
Would you swap if it hadn't?
Well, no, because this is... I will come back to this. Let's just put a pin in this.
Okay.
because we've got a call from an email from one of our listeners, and it's about this situation.
Oh.
So we'll put a pin in that. I don't think I would, just because it doesn't mean that much to me. And it's, I suppose, even same with my birthday. If it was my birthday, I wouldn't think, oh, I need to see my kids on my birthday. Because it don't mean that much to me. I'm quite happy just to let it pass like any other day. So I'm good either way.
Yeah. And yeah.
Let's talk Father's Day presents.
Go on then.
How does your Father's Day gift box look?
How does it look?
So before you answer that, I've been chatting with people at work today. I keep putting my hand in front of the camera, so I apologise. I keep moving my hand. And we're talking about Father's Day gifts and said that tonight we're going to talk about Father's Day. And there was a discussion around the table where a wife was a bit disgruntled. I think it was a bit tongue-in-cheek about how Father's Day gifts are marketed to fathers, i.e. power tools.
Mm-hmm.
Very much on that realm.
Where
women, more than capable and probably more capable than me, of using power tools. But you don't get that on Mother's Day. It's all flowers and chocolates and things like that. So it's interesting how times have changed, but we're still very old school in what we're marketing.
Do you know what? That's so true, isn't it?
It is. And that leads me on to the question. It's like, what does your Father's Day gift look like? You are a very much manly man.
Yeah, I won't get power tools and stuff.
No, a bit much for Father's Day, that.
Yeah.
But you go to all those maybe stereotypical.
Yeah, so I may get some slippers, some socks, maybe some of them. Or maybe in the past I've had like a bracelet that's got the kid's name engraved on it. I've had that.
Your own kids or just any kids?
Any other kids. Could be my birthday, that, actually. But that's a present I've had in the past. And then it's like, probably I think I've had like chocolate in the past, like Ferrero Rochers. My favourite, by the way.
Good gift.
Just so you know.
Well, a mug. If you were my dad, I'd buy you one.
More after birthday, mate. A mug. So I've had a mug saying world's best dad.
And I've got the same mug.
And of course, that came with
it. Who's to prove otherwise? Who is the world's best dad?
Well, no.
We've all got them mugs.
And then, yeah, and then it's like it's one year I got a hammer. So it's like I got a tool. So it was like a claw hammer. It's a hammer. And then it's got like pliers on it, and it's got like screwdriver. It's like it's like a Swiss Army knife, but shaped like a hammer. And it says, "World's best dad" on it, or something like that.
Right. You got the bottle opener thing that was next to your pizza oven. Was that a Father's Day gift?
That will have been it could have been dad. It could have been my birthday. One of the two. But that's one of them. Probably that's
yeah.
Like in the realms of a Father's Day gift type thing.
I think my kids know me well enough that there'd probably be some bubble bath, a bath bomb, and maybe a facial
and some candles
and a mask.
So you sit on that good old stereotype.
I'm like, don't buy me power tools. Get you into Lush.
Yeah, get you some thingy. Yeah, isn't that weird though? They've hit the nail on the head there, or she's hit the nail on the head. And the fact that we do still massive stereotype, yet in the year of 2023, we're the most fluid world at the moment.
Fluid we ever have been.
Oh, big time. Yeah, as in like you can't stereotype our gender, yet you're right.
Because the big companies can.
Yeah. I want to see Mother's Day power tools.
Well,
I want to see that drill.
And that's the other thing. Drilled. That's the other thing, isn't it, as well? When tools are marketed towards females, the pink.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it when things are just pink.
It's a bit ironic, isn't it? It's a bit patronising.
Yeah,
I think. But, so.
What is your Father's Day gift?
It'll be very similar. I get a bit embarrassed by Father's Day gifts because I think the gesture's there, but I don't really want my kids spending money on stuff like a box of chocolates. Let's just use that money and let's just go do something with
it. Yeah.
I think I'd much rather with that. I'm up all up for a card as much as I hate cards.
Yeah.
I don't agree with them.
No. I'm getting worse on the other round in the fact that, like, what do you want?
I don't want anything.
And I'm getting really bad for birthday. And Chris is like, what do you want? I don't want all. Yeah. I don't need all.
I think I'm in a position as well where if I do want something, I just go get it.
Yeah.
And I don't really want them spending their money on it. But I have to remember that they want to.
Mm.
So if we can come to an agreement, I might just make them buy hamster. This sort of led me from something that I saw this week. And this ties in very nicely to Father's Day gifts. Is that inappropriate T-shirt. So, My example being is that I saw a guy the other day with a T-shirt on with Boris Johnson's face on it, and it just said twat.
It's bold.
And I just thought, who's wearing this stuff?
Oh, there's some right T-shirts in there. Like, they came with the FBI T-shirt, Fame and Bond.
Yeah. So,
like, didn't even look to walk up and go, go on then, have a feel.
I think if you've got a T-shirt where somebody has to read it, leave it at home. So I've got some examples for you here. This one here, it just says IP in pools. You would not be happy with if somebody wore that T-shirt at work, would you? Orgasm donor. There's some... also, there's a female here. It says, ask me about my vagina.
That was a good one. Choking hazard. I think myself.
No, there's like man points up and legend points down or something like that. But I think
right, this contains nuts with an arrow pointing down as well.
There's a T-shirt here. I run entirely on caffeine and inappropriate thoughts.
Brilliant. Well done.
I mean, these aren't even the most inappropriate ones. There's one here. I tried being normal once. Worst 2 minutes of my life. Who's wearing these?
But there must be a market for them.
Friday, my second favourite F word. I'd rather be snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass.
Oh yeah, right, T-shirt that.
I mean, where are you wearing these as well? If you wore them to say round Alton Towers, it's pretty inappropriate, that, isn't it?
Oh,
for people to read it. If you sat on a bus.
If you sat anywhere. If it's not appropriate in your own home with no one looking at it.
Yeah, I tried to stop swearing, but I couldn't.
And that's UNT?
Yeah. like I said, I shaved my balls for this. Why is somebody wearing a T-shirt saying that?
Especially if you have.
So, I think my point being is that if you... I mean, I don't even think I can read that one out.
Oh, my God.
You see? If you wore that T-shirt and came round here, I'd be thinking, I don't know if I want to be friends with you anymore.
What's wrong with you?
So if you're wearing a T-shirt that somebody has to read that's got a massively inappropriate message, or any message, I think, stop it. You're not a proper father.
Yeah, the older I've got, the more I'm steering away from. I'm playing Jane with my clothing, like polos. Or just quite plain T-shirt.
Do you think you would have ever worn a T-shirt like that?
I don't think I ever have worn a T-shirt that's got...
I think the closest I've come to wearing one, there's a like a T-shirt chain in Florida called Big Johnson. And it plays innuendos on a Big Johnson. I got one of them when I was about 14.
Yeah.
Fat Willy's, Surfshark, Newkey, and stuff like that. That's as close as I come. I certainly couldn't be wearing something.
Yeah, but in fact, Willie's like a big, massive brand, though.
Yeah.
It's like a big, popular brand. It's up there. It's like not...
Fat Willie's Surfshack.
Yeah.
It's same as Big Johnson.
Right.
I'd say America, but I think Florida's more keen.
Yeah.
So based on those, I think if you're wearing that T-shirt, I struggle to consider you a father. It's just inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a few things here as well, and I just really want your yes or no answer to them. If you can do these, or do you need these in your arsenal to be a father? So I've got 10 here.
No.
And I'm thinking...
Anyone can do it.
Out of 10, we need a good 8 to make you a father. It's just a simple...
You've got to be able to do these jobs.
Yeah. Is this something... Is skill... A dad should have. Okay. If you can't do 8 out of 10 of these, you really need to consider your fatherhood.
Right, okay.
And I'm possibly thinking of putting your kids up for adoption.
Wow. All this. I get 10 out of 10 of you. I'm a proper man.
Build a good den.
Oh, big time, yeah. Love building dens.
Father skill, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're saying, oh God, can we say this is a father skill and not a mother skill? They've got way other... better skills than they... Can we say it?
No, women can do anything.
Okay.
They're powerful.
Delete that.
Life, you see?
Removing toys from packaging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad skill.
Going back to that, the old trope of I need some scissors to get into the scissor packet. That's the best.
Yeah, I need scissors for my scissors, for my scissor package. Lighting a fire. Yeah. This is one I know that you'll be well on board for. Tying a tie.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
All dads should be able to know
how to tie a tie.
I can't do a bow, a dicky bow, but I can do a necktie.
Yeah. But you can follow a YouTube tutorial, couldn't you?
I reckon so. Building flat pack furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad job.
Yeah, it becomes a dad job, but I don't think it's specifically for a dad job. But
it's a skill a dad should be able to.
Yeah. Especially flat pack. Yeah, we're not expecting you to be chuffing, getting your dovetail joints and stuff going, are you? So.
Barbecuing.
Yeah.
Dad skill, innit?
Yeah. It's dad's job, I think.
Double checking plugs when you leave the house.
Yeah.
Standard dad job, innit?
Same than Benny's.
Putting up a tent.
I think that's closest to coming to where I think now that everything that's dad's job.
Do you not think though, if you went camping, Amy would possibly take the kids in one direction? You go,
no, I'd be like, get here, and you grab that end, you grab that end. What are you in there, middle of poor poking up? I would be the foreman telling people what to do, but
I hate doing jobs when other people are around. Do you remember when I took the decking and put my mum's. My mum kept coming out and trying to help me. I kept stopping until she'd gone back inside because I just can't bear doing it when people are around. It does me head in.
It's because you remember what you're doing.
But do you know what? I'm not disagreeing with you. Driving whilst distracted. Having the ability to drive while distracted. Are you able to do that? Like, if there's stuff going on in a car, you have to carry on?
Yeah, I'll still drive, but I will say,
bang, get her in there!
Yeah.
But it's a skill in it to be able to do that. And kind of, yeah. And my final one, to make it a full 10 out of 10, fix a bike puncture.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Dad job, innit?
Without naming names, I was very disappointed with someone that they couldn't do it. Nice to do it for him.
Ooh.
One of the fella.
Name him.
Look, what's your age? You can't do a bike puncture.
Do you know, we just talked about gifts as well. Just thinking about a proper Father's Day gift that I would like. Tool belt.
Tool belt?
Yeah.
What are you going to put in it? You're not good with all.
No, but I look good in it.
Salt shaker, can of beer.
Hammer.
Do you want grand boy?
Oh, what can I do? Yeah. Hammer, and then bigger hammer, in case first hammer don't work.
Oh, yeah.
Right, should we move on to our listener question?
Yeah.
So this comes from Stephen, and he's in our hometown, the bonny wee town of Gull. His question is about sharing custody. So he's like me, part parent. His weekend hasn't fallen on Father's Day. So he wants to know what advice we would give him to. Do you think he should be swapping weekends? He obviously wants to see his children, but he's not quite there. His ex-partner has got plans to do something else. Should she have maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a bit harsh there. Straight off the bat, knowing when Father's Day is. Bit harsh, then you plan to do something. If it was the other way around, and I was the dad who had, not saying so custody, but with my weekend, and at Mother's Day, I would say, if I'm doing anything, if not, I was going to do whatever. Come and short weekend for.
That dialogue's always got to be open, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right from day one, I think, to have those discussions. We obviously don't know the depth of their relationship. For me, it don't bother me. I mean, I know I've got my kids on Father's Day, but it wouldn't if it didn't. But that's just me. And I would just, because it doesn't mean that much to me. I would, whenever I don't, things don't drop on the day I want. So, i.e. Christmas. We do our own Christmas.
So you
can still create that. And I think sometimes that makes a little bit more special.
Yeah.
Because when everybody else is doing that, you can go, well, we're doing it this day because we're better, we're special.
Yeah.
You know, nobody tells us what to do.
Yeah.
Nobody tells us it's the 16th of June. We'll do it on the 17th.
Yeah. I was going to say the exact same thing. Well, just the following weekend, you have your Father's Day, what you was going to do.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, who justifies what day is what?
I think as well, if she's got plans, you're right, that could have maybe been considered, but again, we don't know what them plans are.
No.
And it's only the kids that miss out if you start going, no, you must come to me to have to do whatever when you might be going to do something that's a lot better.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that can wait a week. If that,
big time. Yeah. So the advice is keep the dialogue open, try and communicate the best you possibly can.
And don't let it bother you. Don't let it stir up, because like we said earlier, just celebrate on a different day. And I always think, like when you do yours during your Christmas, I think that's cool. I genuinely think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
As much as it's, I know it's not what it wants to be, but I think it's really good that you can do that. And you,
yeah. And they've kind of bought into it as well. Yeah. They know that that's what they do. And as well, I think moving as they get older and Christmas becomes a bit less special for them, we can still do it because it still means nothing. And we can probably be a bit more daft about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we can just all get steaming together.
That's what I like to hear. But I like that. It's good.
Good. Top bit of advice there from you.
Yeah.
Surprises me. Surprises me. Let's do this again next week.
That was a short, sweet one.
Yeah.
So I apologise to them that walk the dogs for 35, 40 minutes and they've only got 30 minutes out of this week.
To walk quicker.
I got told off for that. It's a short week. We messed up recording that week, didn't we? Yeah. We had a right nightmare. So
we try and keep it around this. It's a
good week. No, I thought it said 20 then. When I first looked at the clock, I thought it said 20 minutes.
It's a commuter time, isn't it?
Yeah. 30 minutes. We try and aim between 25 to 35 minutes. Yeah. And we're smack in the middle there.
And 30. Then we do on the podcast. I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Keep smiling.
Stay safe, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.